With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kaboom!
If you thought 4 hours a day, 1,200 minutes a week was enough, think again. He's the last remnants of the old republic. A sole bastion of fairness. He treats crackheads in the ghetto gutter the same as the rich pill poppers in the penthouse.
Wow.
The clearinghouse of hot takes break free for something special. The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller starts right now.
In the air, everywhere. The Fifth Hour, the extra spicy, extra crunchy edition of the podcast, not to be confused with the original recipe podcast, which is the overnight show. But we are here hanging out. Happy Friday. It is the 26th day of the month of April, the final weekend of the month of April. And Danny G hanging out with me as we are in NFL draft. What's the phrase for this, Danny? It's a long weekend. It used to be when we were kids, it was just one day, but now it's like a whole, it's been this way for a while. It just goes all weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, a football palooza.
How awkward was Roger Goodell with Eminem?
Yeah, well, he had Eminem as a human shield. How much do you think the NFL paid Eminem? Do you think they gave him free tickets to the Lions? He probably got free tickets anyway to the Lions.
He didn't even deserve his paycheck, if that's the case, because, I mean, he should have freestyled or something. He just said, "What up, Detroit?" Anybody could have did that.
Yeah, they could have flown me in, and I would have done a better job. I would have thrown in Motor City. I would have thrown in, some of the other things. Is it the 313, I believe? Detroit's the 313. So you get, like, stuff like that. Come on, pimpin'. Get your Tims on. Had some fun with it. But, yeah, it was the other thing, too, about the draft. I mean, there were a lot of the subplot stuff other than just the meat and potatoes of, you know, who to pick and all that. But the thing about the draft, the crowd, there was a massive amount of people there. They said there were 275,000 people. Detroit as a city has a population of about 640,000 people. The math on these crowd estimates, I said it on the overnight show a few hours ago, and it's like they just like throw numbers out and just gets repeated. Nobody like questions any of the numbers. It's wild.
I like the fact, though, that you would have went B-Rabbit. You would have had everybody put their hands up.
Yeah, sure. I mean, well, I would have served Detroit pizza, which I didn't even know there was a thing until a couple years ago when I think it was it Pizza Hut? Somebody started doing commercials, Detroit-style pizza. And I was like, what the F is that? I know about New York-style pizza. I know about Chicago pizza. I'd never even heard of Detroit-style pizza until a few years ago. And I'm like a middle-aged guy, and I'm like, where did that come from? Detroit! Did they just make that up to sell pizza at Pizza Hut or something? I was like, where did that come from?
Yeah, that's a good point. I was talking to Alex the Vegan.
Who?
And
I didn't realize he was still working there. I had no idea.
Yeah. He takes more days off than anyone I've ever met in my life. But
yeah,
he was telling me, he agrees with me, whenever our job gets pizza, they go down the street to that New York style place and they get that really thin, not crispy pizza, and it flops.
Yeah, very expensive. And the biggest problem is they're big pieces, but a large pie is very expensive, and you get about 7 or 8 pieces or something. I mean, you get hardly any pizza.
Yeah, Mulberry, I think, is the name of it.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I mean, it's good. If you're into that kind of pizza, it's good, but it's not for a radio station. It doesn't really work.
He looked at me the other day because there were some of those sloppy floppies on the counter in the Blue Kitchen, and he said, why don't they ever get a good Chicago pie? Why do they always get this flimsy pizza?
And there is a deep dish place that opened not far away from our studio, like a Chicago deep dish pizza place is in that area in the San Fernando Valley. So they don't go there. You know why they go to Mulberry Street, Danny? When Fox Sports Radio opened, the great Annie Z, she would buy pizza, and that's where she bought it from because it was the closest pizza place. And even though she's not part of Fox Sports Radio anymore, the people still buy the pizza from the same damn place. It's wild. Nobody changes.
It's not the only thing I take credit for, Ben.
By the way, today is National Pretzel Day, one of the most important days on the calendar. National Pretzel Day. Amazing.
Go-to boxing food and sporting event food. A pretzel and Disneyland, Mickey Mouse pretzel, hot melted cheddar cheese.
Yeah. And when I, back in the old days, we used to go to the mall. They had these things called malls.
Never heard of them.
Even now, there's some outdoor malls, but I'm talking the old school malls where they were all closed off. You'd walk around. It's like, you got to get a soft pretzel, right? You got to get a pretzel. Or if you travel, pretzel, solid meal. Here's a fun fact on the pretzel, because I'm all about the fun facts. If I don't give a fun fact, Alf, the alien opiner, will get very upset. The origin of the pretzel dates back to the 7th century, and we can thank the Catholic churches for the pretzel. The rule of abstinence and fasting during Lent were much stricter, hard to believe, in the 7th century, and they forbid the Catholics from consuming dairy, eggs, or meat. Couldn't eat any of that. And that led to the creation of the pretzel, which was the perfect food to eat. You weren't violating any of the draconian rules of the Catholic Church, and you could do what you want. So there you go. You can thank them.
Is that also where the mustard packets came from? You couldn't dip it in melted cheese in that case.
Yeah, well, you can thank the Germans, right? The Germans, the hard pretzel, the German thing. And they said the knotted, here's another fun fact about the pretzel. The knotted shape of the pretzel became a symbol of union in Switzerland in the 1600s with weddings. Royal couples featured pretzels to represent the bond in matrimony. Tying the knot, according to legend, that is where the phrase tying the knot came from. How about that? Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Tying the knot, you're saluting the pretzel.
Take that for data.
So stupid. But I read it on the internet. It must be true. But the hard pretzel, that's actually somewhat new. Now, I'm not a big hard pretzel guy, although occasionally I do enjoy the pretzel stick with peanut butter. Solid combination.
Oh, yeah. And you know what's good? Those flat, hard pretzels.
Yeah. Those are good, too. And the historians of the pretzel, can you imagine you grow up and you want to be a firefighter or a police officer or a soldier, and you become a historian of the pretzel. They claim that the first hard pretzel is a relatively new invention, and it was first created in Pennsylvania by German immigrants. And Pennsylvania is the holy land in America of the pretzel.
Thank you, Jesus!
We've had Fats in Philadelphia sent us a bunch of soft pretzels a while back, and they were amazing. We had to cook them because they were not cooked. Otherwise, we'd be terrible. But So $550 million, the annual worth of the pretzel industry here in the United States. It's a lot of pretzels. Yeah, a lot of pretzels. So I'm out of fun facts on pretzels. On this podcast, we've got a little Southern charm, one take Maller, and I guess some other stuff. We'll see if we have time to get to all that. But I wanted to start with this, and this is a big announcement. I saved it for the podcast. I teased it a little bit on the radio show last night, but we have a major development, call to arms for all Maller militia. I'm going to drop this right here on the podcast, because if you listen to this podcast, you are not a poop head. You are a VIP in the Maller militia. And for the first time this year, and for the first time in the history of the radio show, almost 25 years of broadcasting on Fox. I can't believe it's been that long. We're not that far away from that magical number. The problem is I missed 6 months and 26 days because the company got rid of me. But it's been a while. So we are holding. Here's the announcement. Do you have a drum roll, Danny? Can you get me in the mood with a drum roll?
Yeah. Let me beat on my chest. Here we go.
Okay.
Drum, drum, drum.
All right. For the first time in the history of the show, and the first time this year, we will have a Maller meet and greet below the Mason-Dixon line.
What?
That's right. We are headed to Dixie for a Maller meet and greet. Why, Danny? I'll tell you why. Because I have to go there. Because my niece is graduating from college in South Carolina. I've never been to South Carolina. I never thought I would go to South Carolina. But here we are. I'm going to go. And it's a place I've never been. I don't know much about it. If you know anything about it, let me know. I've done a little research. But here's the deal. So I am Uncle Benny, and I will be in the state of South Carolina. I'm actually going to be driving all over North Carolina and South Carolina, but I'm going to be in town for a hootenanny of a party. Both my brothers are going to be there. I'll be in town, and I always try to meet the people when I'm in a place I don't normally go. And I would love to meet you. I'm going to be in Charleston, South Carolina. I'm going to give you the details on this. I do want to tip the headphones to a big P1, a guy that listens to this podcast and actually admits it, at least to me, Dale from Charleston. So thank you, Dale. I appreciate it. I have corresponded with Dale a couple of times. I had mentioned on this podcast, Danny, I was going to be in South Carolina and I was looking for a place in Charleston. Dale answered the call. There were a couple other people that answered as well, but Dale, he's my guy in Charleston because he knows people. He's my boots on the ground. And as a made man, he knows, you know, where I needed to go, and he knew somebody. Dale actually is from our neck of the woods, Danny. He's from California. He's from Orange County in Brea, and he moved to Charleston a couple years ago. So
nice. My car got broken into in Brea one time.
There's a Cheesecake Factory in Brea, if I remember correctly. But he used to listen to the first hour of the overnight show on his way home from work. He used to work at a bar. Now he listens to the last half hour of the radio show live because he's driving to work, doing the early commute. And he says he does listen. He catches up, listens to the podcast for the rest of the show. But here are the details. Okay, so Maller meet and greet. I have no idea if anyone's going to show up. I have no concept of how many people we have listening in South Carolina and that part of North Carolina. So there might be nobody there. It might just be me and Dale hanging out, which I'm fine with. Dale seems like a cool guy. We'll have a good time. I hope there's some others that show up. I know Jerome in Charleston has been calling the show, and we've had a few other callers from there. So the way this is going to work, we will be there. The when is on Friday, May 10th. So we're still a couple weeks away from this. Friday, May 10th, it'll be from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock, obviously Eastern time, because we'll be on Eastern time. And where this is going to happen, pay close attention. My father's mustache.
What's the name of the place, though?
Well, no, that's the place. See, that's the magic. Does that not sound like a great place? I already looked at the menu. I scouted what I want, so I'm happy. It's my father's mustache, but it's the James Island location. Now, Dale, boots on the ground, Dale tells me that there's another location out on the peninsula, but that is, or on Mount Pleasant, rather, Mount Pleasant. That's not the one. This is a different one. The one we're doing the event at is on James Island. It's 1739 Maybank Highway in Charleston, South Carolina. And I'm told it's about 3 miles west of downtown. Charleston. So that's what I'm told. And there's again, another location. I know it can be a little confusing. So just the one we're at will be on James Island. Why are we doing this? Because I'm a glutton for punishment. No, I want to meet people. I've always tried to do this over the years. I've had a lot of these things in random cities. We've done several in Boston, did one in Pittsburgh, Syracuse, Appleton, Wisconsin, because my brother lives in that area of Wisconsin, did Seattle. We've done a bunch in L.A., Bakersfield.
Yeah,
we did that. I'm trying to think where else. I know I'm missing some. That we did. Anyway, it's Chicago. I met some listeners in Chicago, Kansas City. So we've done a few. These have added up over the years. But anyway, I'm looking forward to South Carolina. And if you've been listening or you know somebody else who might live there that's a fan of the show, maybe the podcast, they don't hear this, whatever.
Who?
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I saw they have French onion soup, Danny. Big French onion soup guy. Looks pretty good. I don't usually eat fish and chips. It appears they have good fish and chips. They've got bangers and mash. I don't know about that. That sounds like an English show. Maybe it's an English restaurant. Okay, I don't know. But it looks good. It's my kind of food. It's like bar food mostly. And there's a couple different locations, but we'll be at the Mount Pleasant one. So I'm looking forward to it. Thanks again to Dale. We'll promote a lot of this on the radio show this week. I'll mention it. And I see they have chicken fingers, fried mozzarella. These are all my favorite foods. So it's really my
basically what 9-year-olds like to order from the kids' menu.
You could be jealous. You know, you're jealous. You eat your adult food. They have a deluxe grilled cheese. Oh, I don't know about the tomato on there. I don't know if I need that. Shepherd's pie. Not a big shepherd's pie. Too many vegetables. Not a big shepherd pie guy. They got a Guinness stew. Let's see here. What else do they have? A lot of beer. A lot of good beer. So anyway, that's the deal. We'll be schmoozing, hanging out. Again, May 10th. You're getting this information before anybody else here on the Fifth Hour Podcast. Maybe Alfa will drive down from Springfield and hang out with us. And who knows? Our friend, what's the numbnuts name? I forget the guy's. I'm trying to think.
Angry Bill.
No, I don't want him there. No, I'm a little concerned. I don't think he's tech savvy enough to hear the podcast. Yeah, we're good. We're good on that. So that's the event. Now, moving on from that, we mentioned in a previous episode of this podcast, Danny, that I know the way to San Jose. We learned a thing or two about adulting this past week. You might remember we talked about the rental car. I picked up the rental car and realized my driver's license was days away from expiring. So I hopped on the DMV website. That's what an adult would do. I tried to pretend like I was my mom, the grown-up. You know, I hopped on the DMV website. I attempted to renew my license. You'd think this would be a rather easy concept because really all the government wants is your money. They don't really care whether you know how to drive or not. They just want the money. Much to my surprise, the California Department of Motor Vehicles decided, you know what, let's bust Maller's balls. Let's make this a steeplechase. Rather than just click a button, put your credit card in, get your driver's license extended, No. I had to jump through a bunch of hula hoops. It started out simple enough. Once upon a time, a long, long time ago, they said, I clicked on the website, I typed my information, and they said I needed to take a written test to get my license renewed. And they said there was an online option. You can click on the button and you can take the test online. I said, great. This is wonderful. This is what I would like. I would like to take the test. I don't have to go anywhere. I can sit in my underwear and I can take the test. Outstanding. So I clicked on it and it said, oh, you're not eligible for the test. You can't take the test online. You have to make an appointment and go in person. But then they said there's this option. You can go to a DMV kiosk. And they made it seem, the way it was written, like, okay, you can take the test at a DMV kiosk. I thought, that's kind of odd. Why would they have you take a test at a DMV kiosk? But I found one. I went to it. Didn't work. So I went back home. I went on the computer. And I said, okay, I'll schedule an appointment. So I picked a time that worked for me. I then typed my driver's license number in. I typed my a few digits of my social security in. I was then informed by the website that they couldn't find me. I didn't exist. They said they didn't recognize me having a California driver's license. I was rejected, even though they allowed me to log in to the website to get to that point. At this point, they said I no longer existed. So then I was like, okay, I tried the next day. Didn't work. Same thing. So I was like, okay, there's a phone number on the website. I'll call the phone number. I'm sure there'll be a nice person that'll answer. We all know people that work at the DMV are very nice. And so they will then direct me. So I called the number. I called the DMV number. I then got stuck in an AI automated phone tree for about 10 minutes until I finally said, screw this, and I hung up. So my license is going to be rotten soon. So I said, you know what? Screw it. I'll just show up. I'll take the bullet. I'll go to the DMV. I have no appointment at the DMV, but I'm going to show up.
Oh, no. What could go wrong?
Exactly. But here's what I did, Danny. I did do the adult thing. I did opposition research. I studied all of the DMVs. I had two different plans. Plan A was to just go to the closest DMV, because why not? It's close, whatever. Plan B was to go far away if the line was short, because they had the wait times listed, the average wait time if you don't have an appointment. So I went on there and I start clicking. There's a million DMVs where we are, and they listed the wait times. And so I went through all these, and I found one which wasn't too far away but wasn't the closest DMV. I picked that one. And they had the lowest average wait times. So I grabbed my headphones and I charged my phone, make sure I was ready to go. And I just like went into the DMV jungle. I was treated rudely by a very large woman that was at the front desk. It took me a long time to get to the front desk. There were three different stations I had to go to. So she was kind of rude. She was, how would I describe it? Dismissive. It didn't get a good vibe from her. Pain in the ass. She said, well, you got to go fill out this form, but you got to walk past where they're taking the photos, and then you can fill out this form, and then you can take the test. But they're going to call your number, so you can't just walk over there now. You got to wait for them to call your number. Even though I'd already been online for 45 minutes, so I was like, whatever. So I go sit down, And then they called my number. So then I have to walk over, but there's two different lines. I had to go to the right line, not the left line. I went to the right line. I then got the piece of paper. Then they said, no, you got to go to this other window, window three. So then I walked all the way around the DMV in front of a bunch of people that hadn't showered and smelled like ass. And I walked over to window three. Then I was informed that not only would I have to take a test, I had to do a eye exam and take a photo. This was not listed on the DMV website. I was dressed like a schlub. I was not told I was going to need my photo. I just had my photo retaken a few years ago. I was like, why would I need my photo? She's like, no, you got to do your photo. I'm like, I'm dressed like, whatever. I was like, well, fine. So I did the eye test. I passed that.
This is like when Eddie takes pictures of you.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So I did the eye test. Then I had to walk all the way around from window three. I had to walk back around the DMV all the way around to where they were doing the photo. So then I had to get my photo taken. Okay, fine. I did. But I still have to take the test. If I don't pass the test, I don't get my license renewed. And then I'm told, I was in line and they were like, well, I overheard because I felt really bad. There was this really sweet old man who had a Vietnam hat, which tells me he was probably in Vietnam. And he was there trying to get his license renewed. I guess he had failed his test a couple of times. He only had one more test to take. Then he had to start the process over again. You get three tries. If you fail all three, they make you repay the fee to take three more attempts. And so this guy apparently failed it a bunch. And I felt bad for the guy. And there were a bunch of old people in there that apparently had no ability to take the test. Now, keep in mind, Danny, I had not studied for the test. I just figured I knew how to drive. What's the big deal? I kind of know the rules. And
my ass feels so good right now.
So I go in there and they're like, no phones, put your phone down. There's cameras. If you're on your phone, you're going to fail you. Basically, don't be an asshole from Houston, one of those baseball players. So I was like, fine, whatever. So I walked over there and a little nervous, I was like, oh, wait a minute. This is not something I studied for. So I start going through the questions. I'm like, screw it. I'll just do it. And there were tons of questions. I only got three wrong and I passed the test. One take, Mallard, Danny. I passed the test.
Yay.
And the one of the ones I got wrong, I should have gotten right. They showed you the sign. There was a sign that I thought meant hazardous waste, but it meant something else. And that kind of pissed me off. But overall, it took a long time. It didn't take as long as I thought. And I got my license. The only problem with this is I don't know whether or not I'm going to get my license before I have to go to the airport to fly to Dixie, to fly to South Carolina. So that's a problem. I don't know if they'll even let me on the plane if I don't have a photo driver's license. I have a temporary driver's license. I've never tried to fly with. Have you ever tried to fly with a temporary driver's license without a photo?
You're going to have to find something that has your photo on it to go along with that temporary license.
I could probably take my expired license. It has my photo, right? That would probably work.
Yeah, that plus the new paper one probably would work.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm hoping it'll show up.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
A couple things that happened this week. I do have the phrase of the week, Danny. Not to be confused with the idiom of the week or the word of the week. The phrase of the week. Are you ready for the phrase of the week?
The phrase of the week.
Now, I am doing this phrase of the week in honor of the late Jeannie in Medford.
I got it all over me.
She said, I'm a doctor, right? But she was actually quoting the phrase, I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
I'm a doctor.
Yeah. She changed it up. But the actual phrase that she was referencing was, I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV. And I fell down a rabbit hole. And I ended up coming across this. So that phrase actually started, that catchphrase started on television when we were kids in the 1980s. And it's, I'm not a doctor. I play one on TV. What if I told you that came from, what do you think that came from, Danny, before I pay this off? What do you think it came from? 1984.
I'm not a doctor. I just play one on TV. From a TV commercial, maybe?
Yes, it was a commercial for Vicks Formula 44 cough syrup.
Boom.
Yeah. A guy named Chris Robinson was the actor in the commercial. So why did this jackass say, I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV? Because back in that period of time, he played Dr. Rick Weber on the soap opera General Hospital, which was a big deal. People loved that show back in the day. The ad continued. Now, the actor actually was fired because he had tax issues. He was fired, so they hired another TV doctor from the soap opera All My Children, and they kept the catchphrase. But that catchphrase is from a cough syrup commercial in the 80s. But nobody remembers that, right? Who the hell remembers that? They don't remember that. They just know the catchphrase. I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV, and that is also something that was stolen for a hotel commercial, the Holiday Inn Express, right? I mock that one all the time. I'm not a pilot, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night. I did.
That's right. And the flashback when we got that famous drop from Jeannie, you were saying on the air to her, you know, Jeannie, I'm not a doctor, but I play one on the radio. And she retorted,
I'm a doctor.
that's the beauty of Jeannie in Medford. We have a little foodie fun. We'll get out on a little foodie fun. We have some food stories here to give back to the people. Let's see. I got Popeyes in Canada, Danny. These are actual food stories from random restaurants. Popeyes Canada has added new buffalo crispy chicken wrap with, here's the key part, here's the reason I'm doing the story, with loaded buffalo poutine. Loaded buffalo poutine, but it's only in Canada. Why can't we get poutine more widespread here in America? What's up with that?
Doesn't taste that good.
What? Wash your mouth out with soap and water. Domino's is offering $6.99 large two-topping pizza carryout deal. It goes through Sunday, so you have to get that through Sunday if you want that deal. Let's see what else. Carl's Jr. launching a new El Diablo hand-breaded chicken tender wrap. That's a lot. Loaded. Oh, here we go. El Diablo loaded fries. Also.
Everything is loaded now.
Yes. Even we are loaded, I think. Hooters launching a new sizzling menu featuring new mango habanero wing sauce.
and new loaded waitresses.
Yeah. What else do we have? The Habit bringing back Cinnamon Toast Crunch Shake. That sounds all right. It's not bad. Let's hear. Domino's launches a U-tip, we-tip promotion that rewards customers who tip their delivery drivers. Aren't you supposed to do that anyway, though? Do you need to be rewarded for that? Like what?
Yeah, but the problem is they keep upping the delivery fees that they charge. I want to know, if that delivery fee doesn't go to the driver, who does it go to?
Yeah, I don't know how that works. Maybe somebody can help us out that does that. America's most loved chain in 2024. This is a new research used Google search data to pinpoint America's favorite restaurant chains. What is America's most loved chain? Last week we had one of these things. They said Culver's. It is not Culver's. What do you think it is? This is a different group.
Just chain restaurants?
Yeah, it's a national brand. Larger chain.
Fast food, though?
Yeah, it's fast food.
Wendy's?
No, this says McDonald's. I don't know. You big I don't hate McDonald's, but I don't eat a lot of fast food.
Days. You know, recently I had a Wendy's Junior Bacon Cheeseburger.
How was it?
It was good. It tasted the same quality as when I had it as a kid. I liked the fact that Wendy's hasn't really changed a lot of things on their menu.
Yeah. It's good that you ordered that at noon, because if you'd ordered it at 4 o'clock, it would have cost you $27. So it's good that you ordered it at noon. Speaking of that, I saw that Burger King and McDonald's, the claim is that Burger King and McDonald's, they do what Wendy's is going to do, but they do it in a different way. Taco Bell also, where they have the Wendy's story a couple weeks back where they were going to raise prices in the certain rush hour times. But they were, I was reading the story, how they do this, and they were claiming, like, I'll use Starbucks because they use Starbucks as an example. I'm reading from the story here. They said sometimes they'll offer an afternoon buy one, get one free promotion on some drinks, right? Random drinks. They do that because that's a time when they're not selling a lot of Frappuccinos or whatever. So they're trying to drive traffic when things are slow. And they've got loyalty point offers and things like that around certain items. They claim, though, that the most expensive price you'll pay for any item at Burger King, McDonald's, or Starbucks, or Taco Bell is actually on the menu board. That's the most expensive. But what Wendy's was doing was they were talking about raising prices.
Surging prices like Uber.
Yeah, but the other places actually have like reverse surge pricing to try to get people in the business when people normally aren't in the business, so that's the deal. All right, we'll get out on that. Danny, it is Friday. Anything you would like to promote today here? You'll be hanging out with Covino and Rich, I would assume. NFL draft around the clock coverage.
Yeah, I mean, we had a lot of fun on yesterday's Covino and Rich. We did an official CNR movie draft in honor of Al Pacino's 84th birthday. It was pretty cool. We did imaging and everything, and a lot of silliness with that. So that was a fun show. Today, Friday, weekend hobnobbing and the usual antics from 2 to 5 p.m. on the west side, and that is 5 to 7 p.m. in beautiful South Carolina.
I don't know if it's beautiful or not. I've not been there, so it looks nice. Looks
We're
like
about to find out from your meet and greet when you go to your mother's mustache.
No. See, you screwed that up. See, that's a bad job by you. This is a famous location, my father's mustache, the James Island location. It's going to be amazing. We're going to have like 7 people show up. It'll be awesome. It is going to be so much fun. I can't wait. Anyway, have a great day today. And we got pods all weekend long. I will explain how I became a magician. I'll save that for tomorrow's podcast. Have a great day. We'll catch you next time.
Hasta pasta.
Got a murder, gotta go.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.